Game 6 against the Philadelphia 76ers is tonight, and Philly is doing everything possible to gain an advantage, even if they have to buy it. According to multiple reports, the 76ers ownership is buying tickets for fans to give away so that way they can prevent another Knicks takeover at Wells Fargo Arena. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The 76ers organization are begging fans to prevent another Knicks takeover for Game 6. I understand wanting to win a game no matter what, at all costs. I even understand wanting to gain an advantage. This game, Game 6, is a must-win game for both teams. The Knicks need to win this game to close out the series, and the Sixers need to win this game to keep their season alive. So both teams have something to play for. The Knicks need to close out the Sixers. They cannot leave it up to chance and go back to MSG for a Game 7, even though they're going to have home court advantage. That does not guarantee a victory. So the Knicks need to control their future and make sure they take care of business tonight. However, the desperation from the 76ers is apparent. You can see it everywhere, especially after these reports. Shout out to Bleacher Report for reporting the following. According to them, the 76ers are donating 2,000 tickets for Game 6 versus the Knicks to local first responders and more. Let's take a look at the rest of this report. The Philadelphia 76ers ownership group purchased more than 2,000 tickets for Thursday's Game 6 against the New York Knicks that will be distributed to first responders, healthcare professionals, community groups, and other local organizations. Fanatics CEO Michael Rubin, who was once a stakeholder in the franchise, is working with the Sixers ownership as well. He said on the app X that, "We absolutely cannot let Knicks fans take over our arena again." Bleacher Report continues here by stating, "The ownership's giveaway is certainly one way to ensure there's a more partisan crowd for a must-win elimination game Thursday. I understand it's a closeout game. I understand that you're desperate, and I also understand it's a must-win. But come on now, how desperate do you really have to be? This honestly is a slap in the face to all Philly fans. It tells Philly fans that we don't believe in you enough to show up and support this team. We don't believe in you enough to prevent another Knicks takeover. So because of that, we're going to buy 2,000 tickets and fill in this arena a little bit more with more Philly fans. By the way, they only bought 2,000 tickets. Do you know how many seats Wells Fargo Arena actually fills? I actually do. I Googled it. Take a look at this. Shout out to Google for the following. Wells Fargo Arena capacity for basketball games, 16,110. So they bought 2,000 tickets. That means the Knicks fans, if they want, can get the rest of those seats. 14,110 seats, potentially filled with Knicks fans. Do you really think 2,000 people are going to prevent a takeover? One thing about New Yorkers, we travel, we do what we want. If we want to show up to Philly for Game 6, we're going to show up to Philly for Game 6. You are not going to stop us. However, what could potentially stop us is a 9 p.m. start time on Thursday when a lot of people who go to the game likely have work on Friday. That might stop some people from showing up to Wells Fargo Arena. And if that's what the NBA was trying to do, if that's what all of these things are for, to try to give Philly an advantage, bravo to you. Because it looks like with them buying tickets, with the start time being 9 p.m., with it being a Thursday night game, it seems like everything is aligned for the Philadelphia 76ers fans to be able to line up, show up to that arena, and have a lot more Philly fans in there than Knicks fans this time around. So it seems like they get their wish and they've accomplished their goal. But you know what? They still have to beat the Knicks. They still have to defeat the Knicks. They still have to stop Jalen Brunson. They stopped him in game one. They stopped him in game two. And then after that, Jalen Brunson figured them out and they could never stop him again. Tonight is not going to be any different. Jalen Brunson is going to go off. We already know this Knicks team is a very good road team. So can they win on the road? Absolutely. Jalen Brunson, he performs better on the road. He said so himself. So we have that going for us. And last time the Knicks were on the road, Jalen Brunson dropped 47 points. 47 and 10. He dropped on the 76ers' heads. If he did that before, he can absolutely do that again. Do I believe Jalen Brunson has another big game in him? Absolutely. But Jalen Brunson cannot be the only Knick player to show up. We need other Knick players to show up and show out. I'm looking at Dante DiVincenzo. If you look at the Knicks and the victories that they have over this series, there is a commonality among them all. It's Dante DiVincenzo going off and hitting big buckets and hitting impactful threes. We need him to do that for game six. If he does that and Jalen Brunson goes off again, the Knicks are winning this game. They are probably blowing out the Sixers. I hope they can get it done. But another way they can get it done is by doing what they did in game four, bringing Precious Achiuwa back off the bench and allowing him to be a part of this rotation. It's clear. This seven-man rotation just isn't working. Either it's causing our players to be a little bit more tired, a little bit more fatigued, and not being able to focus in the late possessions when it matters the most. And I don't need that for this Knicks team right now. Put Precious Achiuwa in. We already see what he can do. He gives you rebounds. He gives you blocks. He does a very good job on Joel Embiid, and he's impactful when he's out there. That's what we need. We need another player that when he's out there, he can help contribute positively for the Knicks. Precious Achiuwa, he definitely helps do that. I need to see Precious minutes tonight. Hopefully Tom Thibodeau makes the adjustment and he does that. We are going to need elite defense from iHeart, Mitchell Robinson, OG Anunoby, and Deuce McBride. And in my opinion, if we see Dante DiVincenzo struggling early, Thibodeau has to make the early substitution, get Deuce out there, and hopefully stop the bleeding early, stop Tyrese Maxey or whoever's going off, and have the ability to switch OG Anunoby on whoever is going off for Philly, because that's the ability that OG has for this team. He can defend anybody just as long as the Knicks allow him to. What I would do is I would allow Deuce to guard Tyrese Maxey all game or most of the game. Then I would go man on man on Joel Embiid, either with Mitchell Robinson or iHeart. That gives OG Anunoby the ability to float, to roam on defense. That means he can pick up anybody who's hot on Philly and make sure he shuts them down. If the Knicks implement this defensive strategy and they have other players show up for the Knicks on offense other than Jalen Brunson, they will have a very good chance to win this game and close out the Philadelphia 76ers in six. And that's what I think they can absolutely do. Tom Thibodeau, we already know, has this team on lock on defense. So I'm not worried about that. What I am worried about, though, is the Knicks and their offensive game. We need other players to show up. I am hoping for a big Dante DiVincenzo game. If we look at the series right now, game three, Joel Embiid had 50. Game four, Jalen Brunson had 47. Game five, Tyrese Maxey had 46. We had a Sixer go off, a Knick go off, and then a Sixer go off. That means another Knick is due for game six to go off. Hopefully, it's Dante DiVincenzo's game, because if it is, this Knicks team is going home, headed back to MSG with this series closed, waiting for our second round opponent in the postseason. That's where we need to be. That's where our focus needs to be. And it's going to be there once we get past Philadelphia, but we're not skipping any steps. Once we get done with game six, it's on to the second round of the postseason. Philly, we are closing you out tonight. New York Knicks are in the building. We are still taking over. Even if you have 60% of that building with Philly fans, it's not going to matter, because 40% of Knicks fans, it's going to be loud enough where you're going to hear them throughout the entire arena. Trust and believe that. But what about you guys? What do you think about the Philadelphia 76ers organization buying tickets in a desperate act to fill the arena with more Sixers fans? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.